Hello and welcome to the Gospel Proclamation with Reflection for Tuesday, April 23rd, the optional memorial of St. George. Alleluia, Alleluia, the sheep that belong to me listen to my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me. Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory be to you, O Lord. It was the time when the Feast of the Dedication was being celebrated in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple walking up and down the portico of Solomon. The Jews gathered around him and said, "How much longer are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus replied, "I have told you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name are my witness, but you do not believe because you are no sheep of mine. The sheep that belong to me listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never be lost and no one will ever steal them from me. The Father who gave them to me is greater than anyone, and no one can steal from the Father. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Here we have this dialogue between the Jewish leaders or the Jewish people at the temple and Christ, and there was a demand on Christ. Now, how often in our own, faith life do we do this? Do we say to Jesus, I need a sign, I need something to happen? There's a very famous demand of Christ with Marshall McLuhan. Marshall McLuhan intellectually converted to Catholicism a long time before he actually got into the church, but he understood that the Catholic faith, Christian faith generally, is not just of academic assent or the assent of the mind, but it is something that there is a affectivity, right? There is a personal relationship, dare I say. And so McLuhan, in his prayer life, said, "I need this." And he never told anyone what this was. But he said, "Jesus, show me this. And if you do that, then I will become Catholic. Then it proves to me that you're alive, that you are real, not only in my head, but in my heart." And Marshall gave Jesus a timeline, a year. And what happened was, is a year less a day, this particular thing happened. But through this whole experience, McLuhan actually said that he didn't recommend anyone to do that. Because he said that if nothing happened within the year, it did not mean that Jesus didn't exist or God didn't exist. It just meant that he was just like the Pharisees who demanded something that was not a right to be demanded. This is exactly what's happening here. This is exactly what's happening with the Jewish leaders and Jesus. Jesus already said to them, and I think we have this modern eyes to scripture and we don't see how explicit Jesus was in his proclamation of being both God and man, but it was there. And definitely if you read a lot of the commentary, especially the good commentary of the New Testament, especially that of John and Luke, he is about as explicit as he can be in the cultural sort of boundaries. Here, though, he basically says, you do not believe because you are not my sheep. And this sheep is this very dynamic relationship. So it is us, it is God who calls us to himself, and it's we who accept that call. That's why I always say that we don't find joy in our faith, but joy finds us. There is this very active passiveness, this receptivity of this call. And we believe as Catholics that, Christ calls all of us. It's not an exclusive. So in a sense that Christ has called the Jewish leaders here, but they refuse through their own arrogance, through their own think they know better. Does this sound familiar? Because it sure sounds familiar to me. Is that this lack of humility in the world is, I think, one of the biggest stumbling blocks to faith, to know Jesus. Because this lack of humility is manifested in this idea that we are perfect, that we don't need any help, that I'm a self-made man or woman, that, any sort of deficits that I might have, personality or intellectually or spiritually, can be overcome just by my own will, by my own habits and stuff like that. Now, some of it is true in a sense that we can build new habits. That's exactly what virtue is all about. But ultimately, we need Christ because we're broken. And the Jewish leaders did not know that. First of all, they didn't even realize they were broken. And here Jesus says that I am both God and man. The Father and I are one. That's how they end the gospel. How much more explicit does Jesus need to be? So today, let us pray in a special way for the virtue of humility, that we fall in the hands of Christ and not the hands of men. That Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead and so enter into his glory. Alleluia. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Thanks be to God. Thank you very much for joining me here today. Until next time, God bless, have a great day, and keep it crispy, my little tater tots.